This is the MMA Report with Guns.
Only two guys to a fight.
The fights. The fighters. The behind-the-scenes info that matters now.
Someone yells stop, goes limp, taps out. The fight is over.
The MMA Report.
And welcome, everybody, once again to another edition of the MMA Report, hosted by your boy, Guns. That's Guns with a Z. It's my last name. What's up to all the first-time listeners out there, as well as those that continue to come back each and every single Thursday. And boy, do we have a hell of a fight. If you asked me a couple months ago if this was even going to happen, or if this person was even ever going to fight again, I would probably say, yeah, he'll be back. We just don't know when. It wasn't too long ago outside of a Barclays Center parking garage, I should say, when Conor McGregor decided to allegedly, hint, hint, quote, quote, allegedly throw a metal dolly through a bus window, shattering the glass, hurting people, all in an attempt to get at Khabib. Well, guess what? Here we are. At that time, Dana White said, UFC President Dana White said, absolutely not. Conor McGregor will not fight in the year 2018. Lo and behold, just a couple months later, it is October 4th, 2 days before the big UFC 229, October 6th, taking place at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas, Nevada, where Conor McGregor is once again headlining the UFC and a UFC pay-per-view, and he's going up against Khabib. It is going to be insane. I don't think some people, I know some of you might be listening that are just jumping on board with UFC and MMA. That's fine. I mean, we all have to start somewhere. I don't think you guys realize, unless you've actually seen Conor McGregor fight in person, and I've had the opportunity to see that as recently as the last time he actually fought a UFC event when he beat Eddie Alvarez and won the belt. All right? It is absolute mayhem, chaos, but in the best kind. What I mean by that is Conor McGregor is an absolute nut, but he knows how to deliver to the audience. He knows how to build up the crowd. He knows how to build up a following. He is a god amongst gods on this earth when it comes to UFC and to self-promotion, whether it's promoting his new proper whiskey into just being a dominant fighter. I was at Radio City Hall, Music Hall, less than three weeks ago, for the Khabib Conor McGregor press conference. He walks in, he just struts, he does his thing. I had the opportunity to ask Conor McGregor the second question of the whole entire press conference. Me, your boy Guns, MMA Report. It was awesome. I go, Conor, fill in the blank. Conor McGregor is going to blank Khabib. He cuts me off, Conor does, and he goes, stomp his head into the mat! And just goes off. It was awesome. Here's what Conor does. He plays a mental game. And it was very interesting, which is why I wanted to hold off on the MMA Report until we got to see Conor do the Las Vegas press conference with Khabib. All right? Conor was totally in Khabib's head the first time around. All right? Khabib did not bite whatsoever. Conor's there. He pulls the whiskey literally out of his pants because the UFC said that he couldn't bring it out on stage. Well, Conor brought it out through his pants. There was no way you were going to tell Conor McGregor no. He was definitely going to get around that for sure. He's dropping F-bombs. He's cursing. He's freaking out. He's being Conor McGregor. But it was almost over the top, Conor McGregor, if that's even possible. And it was kind of lame that Khabib didn't bite. It's like being in high school. And you have not really a bully, but just that person that keeps nagging away. And it's just like, shut up already. Not saying that that's what like Conor delivered or was going to bring a reaction to. The point is Khabib didn't even react at all. It sucked because Khabib didn't react, but that's the way he is. However, earlier at the T-Mobile Arena at the UFC 229 press conference, Khabib reacted. He didn't the first time, but earlier today in Vegas, he reacted. You could tell that Conor kind of got into Khabib's head. Whereas he was cool, calm, and collected in the past, Khabib looked nervous. He was screaming at the fans. He didn't wait for Conor to even show up. He left before Conor even got there. This was very unlike Khabib. I've covered Khabib in the past. I've seen press conferences with Khabib. I've seen Khabib fight in the past. It was unlike Khabib. So the big question is, does Conor have something on him? Conor comes in, all right? Khabib's already gone because Khabib wouldn't wait around for him. Conor comes in. Conor's, being Conor, But if he was like a, say, a 9 out of 10 last time at the Radio City Music Hall here in New York City, I'd say Connor was like a 4.5 out of 10 this time. Much calmer, much more respectable, playing a different type of mind game. And you know what? Ultimately, that is what Conor McGregor needs to do in order to beat Khabib. Because let's be honest, it's been two whole years since Conor McGregor has been in the octagon, has been fighting. People bring up the Mayweather fight. Jesus, it's a different type of training, and it didn't even go that well for McGregor because, oh yeah, he ended up losing, if you guys forgot. All right? Different type of training, and even Conor himself said that he was gassed. He was gassed. By the fifth or sixth round, he was gassed. Different type of fighting. But this is the octagon, and you're going up against Khabib. There's a reason that Khabib is 26-0. There's a reason that Khabib is the champion. There's a reason that Khabib is lethal in that octagon. But once that cage door locks, it's just Conor and it's Khabib. And Conor's striking power is there. The big question, it's going to be very interesting to see, can Conor connect? And how does Khabib react to it? I think that Conor needs to come out first, second round knockout. Needs to do it. Because if he's waiting till fourth or fifth round, if it goes four or five rounds, Khabib gets on top of him, Conor's going to be gassed. He's going to be exhausted. He's going to be tired. He's not going to be able to pull it out. Four or five rounds, Khabib wins. First two rounds, Conor wins. Just needs to connect. If Khabib keeps protecting his face, Conor's going to have some problems. Conor is lethal when it comes to his punches. His sparring power is second to none. He's going to come across with that left hook, and it's going to crush Khabib if he can land it. The big question is, can Conor land it? That is what the big question is going to be. Ground game, grappling. Conor, apparently, you listen to his trainer, he's improved his ground game. But it's been 2 years, and I understand how a lot of UFC and MMA is muscle memory. It's like doing a layup. You kind of remember how to do it type thing in basketball. This is fighting. This is fighting. This is the whole entire world watching you. And Conor needs to deliver. Because the pressure's not on Khabib. Khabib loses, whatever. He's 26-1. He'll get a rematch down the line. Conor loses. He's 21-4. He talks all this crap, all this shit, comes out now and loses. You can't lose. This is going to be, Dana White even told us, this is going to be the highest and most bought UFC pay-per-view in the history of the freaking sport. 3 million plus. 3 million plus buys they're expecting. That's huge. You're Conor McGregor. You cannot lose this. You do not lose this. You cannot. You will not lose this. I'm excited. No doubt about it. You can guarantee that the crowd will be behind Conor McGregor. It is going to be insane. Even at the press conference, they were going, ole, 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 ole. I saw him downstairs at Madison Square Garden where the MMA report with guns tapes out of. Bam, balling. He was crushing it. My favorite story to tell afterwards, after Conor won, people are jumping up and down in cars in New York City. That doesn't happen, all right? It's not like overseas. It's not like a college football team just won or whatnot, like West Virginia, where they're burning couches and jumping on cars. It's New York City. We don't do stuff like that. It's because it's New York City. Bam, Conor McGregor wins. They're jumping on the cars. I go to a bar across the street afterwards. Some guy flew in from Ireland, bought 200 shots of Jameson at $9 a pop. That's over $1,800. I was there. Took a photo of it. It's up on my Instagram. If you want to check it out, it's The Gun Show, Guns with a Z. $1,800 to buy shots for the whole bar, 200 of them. The manager comes up, runs the credit card first before the bartenders were allowed to pour 200 shots, obviously, to make sure that the card would go through. That is the kind of chaos. That is the kind of fun and sheer velocity that Conor McGregor will bring to the cage and to the octagon this coming Sunday night, or this coming Saturday night at UFC 229. So what I'm saying is Conor within two, got to win by knockout. Khabib got some on his back. He will be in trouble. He can get out of it, but not if it's fourth or fifth round. I give it to Khabib if it goes four rounds. If it goes five rounds, give it to Khabib. If it goes decision, I give it to Khabib. Conor needs to win via knockout, needs to strike, needs to spar, needs to connect. And that, my friends, is how Conor McGregor is going to win back his belt. And how he's going to continue to dominate the UFC. And not even the UFC from a fighting standpoint. Because this win obviously is going to be huge for him there. Then he can fight a Diaz. Then he can fight a Silva. Whoever else he wants to fight. But just from the global impact of being a fighting slash personality slash voice in all sports. And that is what Conor McGregor has become. He's like the president of Ireland. He walks over there. He's a goddamn star. He is the president. He's got more. Conor McGregor has got more power than the president or whatever, the prime minister, whoever the hell runs Ireland. No ifs, ands, or buts. Conor McGregor has that power. But in order to keep that power, Conor McGregor must win this coming Saturday. I'll be watching. He is the underdog, though, by the way, plus 140, which is crazy. But a lot of people aren't betting that Conor McGregor is going to win. This person, Guns, the MMA report, believes Conor McGregor will win. So we're looking forward to that. That's this coming Saturday. The undercard is solid as well. Of course, 8 p.m. You can watch it on Fox, and then we go straight to the pay-per-view beginning at 10 p.m. Like I said, it's going to be the most pay-per-view buys of all time in the UFC. As always, everyone can follow me on Twitter. It's The Gun Show. That's Guns with a Z, G-U-N-Z. It's the MMA report. What I need you to do right now is go to iTunes, subscribe to the MMA Report. Of course, it's on the OG Podcast Network. We've been crushing it lately. We've had people over at Comic-Con doing all sorts of behind-the-scenes stuff over there. We've got baseball. We got sports. We got various podcasts. But it's the MMA Report. And that's why I want to give a special shout-out right now to all the sports fans out there, whether you like MMA or whether perhaps you like football. Because football season is upon us, and it's time to get in on the action with MyBookie.net. MyBookie.net. MyBookie.net is the industry-leading sports action website that offers real Vegas odds on everything from football, baseball, all your favorite sporting events. You can take a side, the total, or you can even bet the over-under on how many fantasy points a player will score. So it's cool. So you're not only just dealing with the games, you're dealing with players themselves. Now, MyBookie.net lets you play online and win big as long as you use the promo code MMAMB. That's MMAMB. Use that promo code when you register for your account and get a 100% sign-up bonus. And don't worry if Sunday comes and the football game already kicked off. No worries about that because MyBookie.net has in-game live action on every major league event, even esports. There's no better time to join MyBookie.net than today. Go to MyBookie.net to open an account and start winning. Make sure to use that promo code MMAMB. MMAMB when you register for your account and get a 100% sign-up bonus. Get in on the action. Visit MyBookie.net's website today. Promo code MMAMB. 100% sign-up bonus. That rules. I did it myself. Let's go. MyBookie.net. Promo code MMAMB for a 100% bonus. No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions obviously apply for entertainment purposes only and void where prohibited. It is Guns. You can always follow me on Twitter, The Guns Show. Mike Guns here. And, it was just a couple weeks ago where we had our buddy Rampage Jackson come through the Madison Square Garden MMA studios here. And it was an awesome interview. We love Rampage. And we're going to delve back to when Rampage Jackson came through. I mean, he's one of the most ferocious fighters and legendary fighters in the history of MMA. And we had him come through. Once again, as always, make sure to download and subscribe to the MMA Report. It's your boy Guns, Rampage Jackson, up next.
The MMA Report with Mike Guns Gunzelman.
Two guys to a fight.
Inside and outside the cage. Only at WABCRadio.com.
WABC Radio, WABC Sports. Mike Guns Gunzelman here for the MMA Report. We've got a lot to talk about. A huge announcement earlier today from, our friends over at Bellator. We're actually joined by one of the fiercest and, a living legend when it comes to the MMA world in general. And he's still going strong. We've got a big fight coming up in just a couple months. I'm very stoked about it. Rampage Jackson. What's up, buddy? How are you, man?
What's up, man? How you doing?
Good, dude.
You need to...
Like you're handling a...
I don't... I have no experience in that.
It's all good.
I have no experience with that.
Anyway, so we're here with Rampage Jackson. What's up, buddy? How are you, man?
I'm good, man. How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. First of all, you look great. Things look... things seem to be going well for you and stoked on everything. Congrats, man.
Thanks, man. I'm stoked as well.
Yeah. Now, we got a lot to talk about. Bellator just made this huge announcement, their answer back to, the UFC ESPN thing. Bellator, bam, huge deal with Viacom. That's huge for fighters like you because Bellator is making a big run for it now.
Yeah. And they, they just signed a big deal with the streaming company. What's the name of it? DAZN?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I think that's big. I think Bellator is moving in the right direction. A lot of people on my social media have been asking me, where can I see the fight? Where can I see the fight live? Because they're all over the world. And I think to deal with the zone. It's like be it's good for the fans.
Mm-hmm. Now you've been able to, you know, honestly, you know, fight everybody. All the, you know, from you know, Tito to obviously, you know.
Daniel, I didn't fight Tito.
You never fought Ortiz?
He got injured. He never fought.
All right, so you were planning to fight him. Yeah. But obviously, you fought Henderson, Forrest Griffin, to obviously your battles with Silva, and we'll get into that because the fight just got announced for that for later September. We'll get into all that. How much has the fighters or at least the sport changed when you look back on, you know, just all the greats that you've been able to stand in the cage with?
You know, I've been fighting for a long time. The sport has most definitely changed a lot. I think back in the day, you know, when I first started fighting, I think people was transitioning into being more of a well-rounded martial artist, but people were still really good only at one thing at the time. You know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah.
So now, like, people coming in now, the younger people, like, you got John Jones coming in to just excel at, you know, multiple arts. Like, he's a great wrestler, one of the best wrestlers in MMA, and then really good at striking and really good at jiu-jitsu. When I first started, that was unheard of to have somebody just excel at three or more arts like that, right? But then you got these guys that that fight with these elaborate game plans. Like, they study your tapes. I don't know if they're doing it themselves or they have
they got their crew, yeah, for sure. Their team, for sure. Yeah.
Oh man,
yeah.
And they analyze you and break you down.
Right. And do you think that if you're a fighter, do you think, you know, there's always that thing, it's like you don't want to overthink the actual fight when you're actually in the cage, but do you think that helps though, being able to kind of nitpick you apart?
Well, it helps them, but it also is bad. I think it's bad for the sport because, like, a lot of times it can make for a boring fight because you know, they just really just fighting to win or fight not to lose.
Right, I think that could be the thing. So I think as a fan, that's also frustrating.
Look at my fans. Look at that fan.
I know. There we go. Literally, a fan just dropped here on that. It is 90 degrees out in New York City today, so we got that going for us. But no, literally, I feel like that's almost the thing. You know, you look at certain fights, the fact that they're just fighting not to lose, and that is frustrating, kind of, see, rather than just go all in. I mean, you were one of the most fiercest fighters in the fucking sport. And you can curse, by the way, if you want.
Oh fuck! I didn't know that.
But that was just pure emotion, man. You were fucking one of the best fighters, you know, and just went at it.
Yeah, I enjoy fighting, and I really enjoy, like, entertaining the crowd, you know. Well, one thing about me is, like, when I fight, I wanted the promoter to know, like, you know what, when I have Rampage on the card, you know, say my fans, like the viewers, they're going to get their money's worth. Mm-hmm. And that's something that I saw value in. But sometimes I just didn't feel like the promoters understood that or like respected that, and so like that sometimes I get bad matchups with guys that wouldn't be a good fight for me. It's happened a couple times in my career where I'd be like, you know, I fight anybody, but sometimes I'd be like, come on, man, it's gonna be a boring fight. It's not gonna be. You can tell, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I think that's kind of like, you know, we have a lot of people like that now versus the old days of MMA where guys just went in there and they fought, had a great fight. But now you get guys, they want the clout, they want the fame of being a fighter and stuff, but when it's time to go in there and fight, in my opinion, I think a lot of guys fighting like cowards.
Right, and they're not taking, not taking the fights that they should, or, you know, I mean, a lot of times it's like right in front of you, it's like, why not go with it, you know?
Right, and to me, that can, like, you know, MMA is strong, so it's not killing the sport, but it's killing it for me to be a fan. Like, I'm not as big a fan as I was back when I was watching it and started.
You know? Well, do you think that, you know, obviously, you know, every pay-per-view is different or every event's different, et cetera, but do you think anything like the, especially more now than ever before, it seems the weight cut, that whole issue that's happening, that fighters aren't even making weight anymore, do you think that's got to do with it, that fans are getting frustrated? I know I'm getting pissed sometimes. It's like, come on. Like, you got to make weight, right?
Yeah, I agree with you, but me as a person, like, I've only missed weight once, and, you know, it was like a big mistake. It happens. But as long as the fight go on, I wouldn't care as a fan if the guy didn't make weight. But it's weird. Like, it's weird. I've never really been a fan of anything. I always find it strange that what's wrong with me? The only person I ever been a fan of growing up was like Mr. T in 18.
Not a bad guy to be a fan of.
But I didn't have any posters on my wall or anything. So I still can't connect. I still can't understand. So some people, you know, I just can't connect with them. So some people, they might really be like a big fan of this person and can get upset that he don't make weight.
Well, especially if it's a title fight, because then you can't fight for the title. It kind of, you know, the Romero thing just happened.
They still fought, though, right?
Yeah, they did
but
fight.
He just the belt just don't change.
But when the belt not on the line, it's like, oh,
it's
man.
It's not the same. Okay, I can understand that, but then for me, it's like, man, as long as they still
go at it. Yeah,
as long as they still see a fight.
We're speaking here with Rampage Jackson for the MMA Report. Your boy Gunge. You can follow me on Twitter, The Gunge Show. We got a big announcement, like I said earlier today. It's Bellator and Viacom going at it. Since you've been able to be involved in going at it, and by that I mean forming an agreement with each other, not fighting with each other, but actually on the same side there. But since you've been able to be in MMA for years now, with things like this, these huge streaming deals and these huge names all coming together, what have you seen from just the popularity of the sport? I mean, you've been involved for 18, 20 years now in it. Like,
yeah, 18 years now. Don't make me older than
no,
I
no,
am.
Hell no, no.
18 years.
18 years.
Almost 18 years. It'd be 18 years soon.
Wow. And what have you seen as far as just the popularity of it? I mean, it's a global phenomenon now.
Yeah, it is, man. It's been growing really fast. And, you know, I'm always surprised, like, if I go to, like, a foreign country and people recognize me. Like, one time, TK and I, we was in Czech Republic, and a few people was recognizing me. And, you know, I was like, wow, that's, you know, that's surprising. Like, a country like Czech Republic. And I went to the Philippines. I went there for vacation. And I was like, oh, this is not a vacation. Like, like if I walked into the store in the mall, by the time I came out of that store, half the mall was out there asking for pictures and autographs.
Really?
And in the Philippines.
And what the hell's going on?
My first time going to the Philippines, I'm like, what the hell is going on here?
Yeah.
And the sport has really grown very, very fast.
Yeah.
But most of the time, it's mostly dudes.
That is true. Although the female, I've gone to a couple of different events and whatnot. I mean, the girl, there's some girls there. They could kick my ass, but there are some girls there.
Yeah,
for sure.
A lot of times there are some girls, but they're with their boyfriend, husband.
Yeah,
But most of the time, when a girl, it never fails. When a girl comes, hey, can I take a picture? And then she's asking for her boyfriend or some dude. But you know, I love all Rampage fans.
Right.
I love all Rampage fans.
Right.
I don't love all MMA fans. But I love all Rampage fans.
Now, do you think some MMA fans feel entitled? Is that or just like holier than thou type thing? Like,
No, the weird thing about MMA is like we're more accessible than any other sport.
Right, like, totally.
For instance, like boxers or basketball players or football players, they seem more accessible, but I don't know. But for instance, like you see Mayweather walking down the street, he's gonna have like a army of bodyguards.
Yeah, he'll have 20 guys around him surrounding him. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So, you know, the only you know other guy like that probably Conor McGregor, his lookalike, probably have like a big entourage. But other than that, like if I go anywhere, you know, what I'm saying, it's like I just probably got one person with me or with my kids and stuff. So they feel safer to come up to you and touch on you. They want to grab your muscles and hug on you and stuff and you know
I'm like, yo, let me chill.
Yeah,
right?
Let me chill. Like, and it's just not my culture. It's just where I'm from Memphis, and it's just something that you're not used to. And, and some people are cool, but then there's like the few people that you know that invade your personal space and or coming to you while you're in mid sentence talking something important. You could be in a business meeting at a restaurant or bar.
They just jump at barges.
They don't think they don't care, but you know, you it's just it's hard to get used to.
Yeah, we have a big fight at the end of September 29th, and Juve facing good old Silva again.
Yeah,
what are your thoughts? Because his coach just said some shit the other day. Did you hear what he said? He said, what's his Andre Dida? I guess that's it. He says you're gonna end up dying in the cage.
Wow.
Yep. Quote unquote.
He's making it worse for his fighter.
Okay.
Saying stuff like that. That likes fight. That gets me so motivated when they say stuff like that. Come on, like Vanderlei, you know it sucks to say because it happens to all of us. But he's past his prime. Like when I fought him the first. Two times, you know, so I was young in the sport. I've only been fighting for a couple of years. He was undefeated for 5 years at that time. You know, he's not the same guy no more, you know. And it's good that he's still living on that high and stuff. But
living the dream.
Living the dream.
In a dream.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, but he's going to be dreaming on September 29th.
So you're ready, right? Like, you're, oh. I mean, you're in great shape, but you're ready.
I would be more than ready in September.
And it's going to be heavyweight, right? Okay.
No, it's not a light heavyweight.
Right, just straight up heavyweight. And you think this benefits you more?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I don't have to cut weight this time. Like, the second time I fought Manley, I had a problem cutting weight. And I got excuses for all my losses with him.
Yeah, hey.
So,
yeah.
You know.
You're allowed to. Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
you were a champ at one point. You're allowed to do whatever you want.
Dude,
you know?
I'm not going to lie. I got an excuse for every last one of my losses. I got a great excuse. It helps me sleep at night. I know why I lost. I know why I got my ass kicked.
Okay, right.
That allows me to go back and work on it.
Okay.
It's great excuses, but, you know, you don't want to, like, name them off because you always get negative people that never done anything in their life and, like, oh, those excuses, blah, blah, blah. So they're my excuses.
Okay. And
they, you know, but this time, you know, I don't have to cut weight. I think that's a plus for me. I've cut weight for so long. I'm so tired. I'm really happy at being heavyweight. So
yeah.
I don't really care if it's advantage or disadvantage. You know what I'm saying? You get in that cage. I've beat guys that was bigger than me, and I've beaten guys that were smaller than me.
Mm-hmm.
It, you know, size don't really matter in a fight.
Do you change up your game plan now? I mean, spend every fight you go into, you change it up. But it has been some time for you. What are you going to go in differently this time, or are you just going to go out and just be Rampage?
Yeah, I think with Vanderlei, I just got to get in his face. Can't show him no respect.
Yeah.
Just get in his face because he's a bully. You know, what you do to a bully, you know,
beat him down.
Yeah, you got to confront
him. You got to
confront a bully, and you know, so I've always hated bullies, so I have to go and let him know, like, look here, you know, so I'm the man in this cage. Sit down, son.
Do you have anything to prove for? I mean, you've had a storied career, like we've said, as you speak with Rampage. Do you have anything? Do you even feel like you have to prove anything to anybody else anymore, or is this like proving yourself that it's like, hey, I can still do it. I can still kick ass.
No, I don't feel like I have anything to prove. Like, you know, this is my job, and a lot of Americans don't understand. Like, a lot of American MMA fans don't understand. Like two guys stepping in the cage, one guy has to win, one guy has to lose.
Mm-hmm.
Like every fight, you can't have both guys hand raised at the end of the fight. It wouldn't be no sport, right?
Right.
So the American fans, they just really disrespect the guy that lose. And I made my big break in Japan where.
Right.
You know, they respect you whether you win or lost, as long as you fought with heart, you know. So that's the same spirit that I have. So no matter what type of energy in the crowd or fans and stuff like that, I don't have anything to prove to nobody. My job is to go out there and fight and entertain people.
Yeah.
I'm more upset if I didn't entertain people.
Yeah. And you've always been one of the more entertaining fighters because you go out there and leave it all on the line.
Yeah, I try my best, but sometimes, you know, when you got guys just want to
dance around and not do anything. And you're just like,
leg,
hit me. Let's go at it. Yeah.
So you can only control so much, but a fight like Vanderlei, you know.
It'll be a battle.
Yeah, the guy only had one speed.
Yeah. Okay. So I mean, it's going to be entertaining for sure. I mean, you know, it's not a super fight, but it's just obviously, you know, Bellator's crushing it these days with some of the greatest names in the history of the sport. You know, this is going to be a hell of a matchup. Rampage versus Silva. Let's go, baby. Right?
I'm telling you, like, I really believe that Bellator has the tools to be the premier show. I think they have the tools.
Cool.
And I wouldn't say that if I really didn't believe it.
And the fight's September 29th. Obviously, just follow you guys on Twitter and everything in Bellator in general. We'll have more fights and more things lined up. But obviously, we're looking forward to the fight. Maybe we'll speak before then. If not, good luck and everything. And do comments like that, you know, from his coach. It bothered, like, are you pissed off now?
No, it don't piss me off, but it makes it makes for a better
fight. Right?
Yeah, it motivates me. Like when I'm training and stuff, I'm gonna remember that, and Tiki's gonna remember me. He knows me, so he's gonna. Sometimes when I'm training and I'm, you know, like say like 4 weeks, 6 weeks into camp, like you kind of slow down a little bit. You have those days, like it's days when you got to train when you really don't feel like it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
The last thing you want to do is have to do more reps or whatever.
Or whatever. And somebody just don't feel like it. He'll tell me that, like, oh man, Vanderlei coach said that he's going to kill you.
Yeah.
And that'll light a fire on your ass. And so what it makes me, I want to prove him wrong. So after I knock his fighter out, then I can look him in the eyes and, like, you know,
give him that wink. I told you.
You know, that's worth it itself when when people say stuff like that, like he shouldn't say that after how bad I knocked his Vanney out last time. Last time I knocked him out of the weight class. Yeah. So you can't come back and like if the fight was like a close decision after he already beat me twice, but like a lot of times if somebody beat a fighter twice, you know, and they so happen to fight a third time, which is unheard of.
Right, yeah.
Anyway, most time you don't get that third fight. And if it does happen, like it happens in K1, kickboxing and stuff a lot. They fight each other a lot. Yeah. And the fighter, a lot of times they don't come back and win. Yeah. Like they already defeated in their head and stuff mm-hmm. like that. So Vanilla, he just thought he had to fight in the bag. He probably didn't train as hard as well. Exactly. He probably, you know, think about it now. He probably like, you know how you get overconfident.
Yeah, of course, especially if you've won already. Yeah. Well, listen, man, you were able to bounce back, and, you know, you're one of the most fiercest fighters out there. We're looking forward to September 29th. Rampage.
I appreciate that.
My man, baby. Let's go. Bellator. Shout out to them. Follow them on Twitter and, of course, on all the socials. They'll have plenty of events and everything coming up. Thanks for joining the MMA Report, Madison Square Garden. Not too shabby, baby.
Oh, yeah, man. That's What happened?
This is Madison Square Garden. We're here.
We
are attached. You literally walked into Madison Square Garden
this
when you came up the elevator.
That's why. They hid it from me. They was hiding the garden.
Go take a photo outside when you're done. Right?
I should do that, but they probably won't let me. They probably walk me the same way I can.
That could be true. Yeah.
They hiding it
Yell
from
at them.
Me.
Yell at your people, right?
I'm going to get them.
There you go. Thanks for joining guns, baby.